1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
At 8:21, we are pleased to have with us Dynamic Disc's Presidente, Doug Bjerkus. We're busy with tournaments here to close out the middle and late portions of the summer.
Doug, good morning. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to
happy
you.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that, as always. Notching out a couple of minutes from Doug's busy schedule here. Well, let's see. First, I guess you have a lot of golfers under the Dynamic Disc umbrella now, mm-hmm. on the pro and even, I think, amateur circuit for the most part. But tell us about Valerie Mandawano and the kind of run she's on right now, Doug.
Oh, Valerie's playing great. We were able to sign Valerie to the Dynamic Discs team this past offseason. She's from Texas, and she is killing it out there, man, on the Elite Series. So I think this is her third victory this year on the Disc Golf Pro Tour, and she's now won back-to-back events. So she is really making a name for herself, without a doubt.
No doubt about it. That has to be exciting for DD, right?
It absolutely. In fact, as we start moving towards the end of the summer when we host the World Championships, I've got to believe that Valerie Mandawano is one of the favorites to win that.
Boy, and on top of that, too, you have, you know, Ricky Wysocki, who won the DDO earlier this year on the men's side, you know, another recent signee here for Dynamic Discs. We talked about this right after the signings, but maybe it just bears repeating of just how big that is for, A, the sport, but, B, for the Dynamic Discs brand, to see your two new signees really leading the pack here for Dynamic Discs when it comes to the actual tournaments.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And as disc golf continues to grow and as people follow professional disc golf, when they're following players that are throwing our discs and wearing Dynamic Discs logos all over their clothes, that's good for us. A lot of new players are looking for kind of where they're going to land with the discs they're going to throw. And when they see Ricky Wysocki and Valerie Mandawano and the rest of our talented touring team playing well, it causes them to potentially add those discs to their bag.
I know Ricky, did he have an injury a couple of weeks ago? Doug, how's he doing?
Yeah, he had some issues with his knee. I know that he had a bunch of fluid drained from his knee, and so he has taken a little bit of a break. He has missed the last few events. He'll miss the match play event that's going on in Colorado this upcoming weekend. And then I believe he returns to the tour the weekend after that, up in Minnesota at a tournament at the Preserve, which is a really nice course up in Minnesota.
Well, the clock is ticking here as Dynamic Discs and Emporia will be the host site for a big event coming up, the PDGA World Championships. How are things shaping up right now, Doug?
Good, good. We are working super hard to get everything locked down. We're making a few tweaks to the two courses, the Supreme 18 and the Country Club course. The top players in the world played those two tracks during the Dynamic Disc Open at the end of April, and we did get some feedback and just some slight changes that we're going to make to the courses to make them even more more challenging and really set up to be a fair and good test of who's going to end up being the world champion.
Boy, talk about, I guess, you know, the run-up in your mind here over the next couple of months, you know, not just really what is to come at the tournament itself, not just your preparations, but really the atmosphere now around disc golf as we get towards PDGA Worlds and, you know, Emporia's latest opportunity in hosting this big event.
Yeah, things have definitely changed, and I got to tell you, we are very, very fortunate to have other events and activities around town, and that can kind of combine with what we're doing, and we are very lucky to have the Halfway to Everywhere Music Fest going on the same weekend that we're hosting the World Championships. So our community is going to be able to not only see the greatest disc golfers in the world, but they're going to be able to enjoy some music as well. In fact, our traditional block party, which is usually on Commercial Street, we're moving that one block west, where the Halfway to Everywhere Music Festival will be set up, back there where the farmers market and all that stuff along Merchant Street gets shut down. And really excited to be able to partner with Halfway to Everywhere to kind of collaborate on a off-the-course event during the World Championships.
All right, Doug. Well, give us the specific dates. When is the World Championships?
Well, play starts on Tuesday, and I better make sure I've got this date right. I believe it's August 30th is the first round on that Tuesday, and then it'll conclude on Saturday, the 3rd of September. So there'll be 5 days of golf going on. We'll be splitting up the pools onto two courses, both the Supreme 18 at Jones Park as well as the Country Club. They'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then we'll cut down to the top 40%. And on Saturday, they'll compete for the World Championship. Pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Really exciting. Really exciting. And before that, you've got the U.S. Amateur Match Play Championships, which are coming in?
Yeah, and actually, the United States Amateur Match Play Championships are actually going on right now, where people are playing in brackets all over the country. In fact, at last check, we had 186 brackets where eight players will compete against each other. One will come out on top, and then every bracket winner will be able to come to Emporia for the national championship, which is about 3 weeks after Pro Worlds. It'll be September 22nd to the 24th.
Okay.
We'll be playing both at Jones Park and at Peter Pan, and it'll be exciting to see who wins that. The champion will get 18 baskets, 18 tee signs. They can put those in on a course wherever they want. And it's always one of the bigger amateur events in the country each year to recognize the greatest amateur players out there.
All right, coming up in September is qualifying, and the match play breakdown continues until mid-September. Well, about the World Championships, Doug, you mentioned some tweaking going on. How do you define a tweak with these courses?
So most of the changes we're making are simply moving some baskets. So we're shortening up a few of the holes for the FPO division, the Female Professional Open division, and as we looked at the data, the stats from the scores this past April, we saw that we could get some more score separation by making some tweaks to the courses. And I think when everything's said and done between the Country Club and Jones, there'll be maybe seven new short pins for the FPO. And then out at the Country Club, we're going to tweak two or three of the tee pads out there as well. So small changes, but ones that are needed and ones that will make the championship even better.
I have to ask, now that, you know, we're, several weeks removed here from, the Jones adjustments here for the DDO, what the reactions were, you know, after the Dynamic Discs opened here from the pros?
Oh, most people absolutely love the course. In fact, we were really, really pleased. The PDGA, which is our most important audience, to keep them happy,
sure,
were blown away by the course. They loved it. They loved the score separation. They loved the challenge. A few suggestions, like we mentioned, that need to be tweaked. But, it was definitely received favorably.
Well, the pros were not only dealing with a Supreme 18 and the Country Club, but they also had to battle some Supreme wins that weekend, too, that really came into play, didn't they?
They did, and sometimes I shake my head wondering why we always host this event in April, which is the windiest month in Kansas. But yes, they definitely had some challenges there, and it's also, the timing of our event each year, it's also when things are just starting to get green, and so a lot of the courses are still a little brown from the winter, but man, having everybody show up at the end of August, early September, which in my opinion is one of the greatest times in our weather, end of summer, early fall, everything's going to be green. The chance of high winds, while it's still there, is much, much less than in April. Same with the rain. So we are really excited about having the world take a look at Emporia Disc Golf, not in the traditional April time frame, but in the late August, early September time frame.
We can't wait. And Doug, how will the spectators be able to view it? Is there an admission? How's that all going to break down?
Yeah, well, local Emporians, obviously, through our partnership with ValueNet Fiber, will always be able to watch the live action on Channel 3 on ValueNet. And that's usually showing also in a lot of the restaurants and bars downtown. So if you want to watch it from the comfort of air conditioning on a screen, you can certainly do that. You can also check it out online through the Disc Golf Network. There are lots of ways to watch it from your computer screen, your TV screen, your phone. But if you want to watch the action live, you can go to eventbrite.com. That's event and then bright, spelled B-R-I-T-E.com. And you can get tickets. You can either buy a pass that gets you all of the action at Jones Park, a pass that gets you all the action at the Country Club. If you want to just buy a ticket for the very last day out at the Country Club when the champions are crowned on Saturday, September 3rd, you can do that. There's four or five options there as far as the tickets that you can get, and we encourage everybody to consider that. And whether you're watching it on a screen or you're watching it live, we're glad you're watching.
Well, it will be great to get the world's best. I'll tell you what, this is this is elite stuff you get to see when these disc golfers come to town and absolutely bring it. What they do is just amazing, how talented they are. And how big is this tournament? Well, we moved our BBC up 1 week. So, well, Doug, we appreciate all you do, and always we thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you guys, and we really appreciate you talking about disc golf on the radio. Emporia is a great place, and disc golf's just one of many, many things that make our community as awesome as it is. So thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Have a great day.
Thanks, Doug.
Yep, take care.
Yeah, Doug Bierke is president of Dynamic Discs, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 this morning, Chuck.
Okay, don't forget that tomorrow, and we really haven't mentioned that much, so we'll put it in your